is for What's Universe Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London in Washington. Donald Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th president of the United States in a matter of hours and has promised to act quickly to enact his agenda to bring change to Washington. But Trump will also face a daunting political divide in the wake of his election victory last November over Hillary Clinton. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
Washington is a city in transition as the Barack Obama era draws to a close and the Donald Trump era is set to begin. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says the new administration is eager to get started.
We are all ready to go to work. In fact, we can't wait to get to work.
Trump is expected to focus on domestic policy in his first few months, especially job creation and cutting taxes. Jim Malone, Washington.
Well, there were fireworks and music Thursday night at the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall in Washington. A huge crowd celebrated the coming inauguration of Trump as president.
But we're going to make America great for all of our people, everybody. Everybody throughout our country.
Light rain and chilly temperatures were forecast for the inauguration ceremony on Friday at noon, Washington time. On his last day as president, Barack Obama commuted the sentences of 330 federal inmates convicted of drug crimes, bringing his total to 1,715. Obama has granted more commutations to more people than the last 12 presidents combined. More than 500 of them were serving life sentences. It was the last time he planned to exercise his presidential powers in any significant way. This is VOA.